Paul, with no skate today, what can you tell us about your lineup?
It'll be the same, but Eric Comrie's going to goal.
Why does it make the good night to give Eric a chance?
It's Connor's got enough work, and he's got work going ahead of him, so we need to be mindful of rest. We've traveled a lot, played a lot of hockey, played a lot of big games, so we need him to watch one.
Eric, obviously, he's got a big body of work for the Moose this year and some really good numbers. You've obviously seen little bits of him, but what are you expecting from him tonight?
I expect him to be good. Like, there's a maturation process that goes into goaltending and the opportunity, and he's had a few games in, but now lots of pro games where he can go in and be more settled and more relaxed, not quite as wound up. You find them when they're first getting their chance to go, they're tight, and you can see it in practice now. He's a lot different goaltender than he was a year ago, 2 years ago, for sure. So we expect him to get the job done here.
Was there any concern, Paul, with playing Dustin back to back, just coming off that injury?
Well, we would be mindful of it and have checked, right? So if he had come off sore or he hadn't felt right or there was any swelling, we wouldn't have put him in back to back. But he feels real good, real strong, and feels as good as he did going into the game yesterday. So he's playing.
Minnesota obviously is a team that you guys have had a little bit of trouble with, very different games, but. Have you been able to pin down a reason maybe why they've given you so much trouble this season?
Style of game has been a challenge for us. You know, they've really shifted to a defense first model, and we have to get real comfortable in that tight game idea that there's just not going to be a lot of offense had, and then stay out of the penalty box, keep your frustration in check, shoot all the pucks you can get your hands on.
Having a chance to watch the game again last night and kind of review what Andrew Copp's line was able to do, anything else really jump out at you?
They were connected in the offensive zone. They weren't in the corners 60 feet away from each other. Almost all of those passes that they made were short, you know, 10, 15-foot passes. So they moved off each other very well, and then their legs were churning. I mean, they put a lot of effort into being good last night.
And just on the power play unit, at some point, will Dustin move back into that spot?
All based on success. I mean, our numbers are really, really good with Jake there, and if it continues to go that, we wouldn't try to fix something that isn't broken on that. Had a tough night last night, but it's the first game that they've been together, the second unit rather. So we'll give it some time.
You probably don't know. No coach likes seeing a star player fight, but Dustin dropping the gloves last night, did that maybe say something to the team? And when he's that engaged,
usually says something to the other team.
Yeah.
Keep your stick down on Dustin. It's a safer way to play.
Was he, was he upset? Because it looked like a bit of slash maybe towards his ankle area.
Didn't like the slash.